This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Assume we're on the air. I don't hear any audio.
There we go.
It's Free Talk Live, coming to you live here this Thursday evening. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
That's right. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live, but we do bring in the stories, and the stories, well, hopefully the ones that you find are very interesting. Apparently, they're calling it Hillary Gate now.
Email Gate, Hillary Gate. We did get a response from the Inspector General of the State Department. And I just want to preface this, Mark, because I know that we have a lot of people that probably came to the ideas of liberty from the left. I happen to come from the right. So
me too.
Hillary and Bill have always been sort of the boogeyman, the example.
The Clinton war machine. Half my brain tied behind my back.
For me, growing up, not growing up, but in the 90s, they were the doom and gloom for people on the right. My God, if the Clintons are elected, that will be the end of the country. The country will not survive the end of the first 4 years of a Bill Clinton presidency.
You know, looking back, I probably agreed with this. I'm pretty sure I did. I remember making fun of the president and all those things. But looking back after going through Bush and Obama and all that stuff, we should be so lucky as yeah. to have Bill Clinton in the White House and the contract with America going on. And, you know, the worst case scenario is us talking about fellatio under the desk of the Oval Office, right?
Right. Nobody got killed.
Nobody.
Well, that's not true. Lots of people did get killed. And
address was messed up.
Address did give its life in service of the president. We'll move on from there. But no, Clinton had his little skirmishes and things like that, but it's kind of paled in comparison to the Bush and the Obama wars. And so anyway, let's.
And besides, Hillary said that she'll reveal all the information about UFOs if she gets in.
Did she say that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Oh, well,
I want to know.
There's a reason to vote for her.
I tell you, that's always been my secret weapon.
But you have to believe her.
That's a good point. Seriously, guys, in the back of... I brought this up with friends over the years. That was going to be my whole platform. I'll tell you what we know about UFOs, and I'll tell you if we've ever caught a Sasquatch, and I'll tell you who killed JFK. That's it. I think that'll get you elected.
So you're saying that Vermin Supreme giving everyone ponies and free toothbrushes is the wrong way to do it? He should have go with, I'm going to let you know what's in the deep, dark basement room.
Anybody who pays really close attention to this particular issue, and I'm not talking about UFOs, I'm talking about the president and UFOs, will realize that Bill Clinton has basically already said that, I didn't find anything. I've checked out that Area 51, and I tell you, but it's not there. I mean, you know, he's already basically said there's nothing there. And Hillary, I suspect, having had run of the White House for 8 years.
Well, yeah. If he ever got off his little pedo island, he would have had maybe some more time to investigate other areas of the world.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Mm-mm. It depends on what your definition of is. Is my personal favorite. All right, so this comes to us from the Observer. The headline is Game Over. Emailgate just crippled the Clinton Express. This isn't a right-wing conspiracy. The FBI will unravel it all.
Which site was this again?
I think the New York Observer, observer.com. And it goes, running for president this year after her abortive 2008 effort against Barack Obama has not worked out quite as planned for Hillary Clinton. This was supposed to be her year at long last. After enduring a quarter century on the national stage, including tough years by the side of her gifted but scandal-prone husband, 2016 finally lined up as Mrs. Clinton's best shot at moving back into the White House, this time with her in the Oval Office.
It seems like she's the presumptive nominee at this point. Sanders hasn't given up. But yeah. It seems like she's the presumptive nominee. At least, you know, I mean, I'm not the one who's the arbitrator of these things by any stretch of the imagination. If I was, I'd just go ahead and arbitrate her out of the picture.
I agree. And I think if the Democratic National Committee or whoever is in charge of the rulemaking on that side just suddenly jumped up and said, you know what, we're the super delegate idea, that was a really bad idea, so we're just going to scrap that. Shy of that, it looks like she is in.
I mean, I'm sure we could get Bernie Sanders to lie about, you know, telling us the truth about UFOs just like Hillary.
Oh, well, there you go. That outcome is looking less likely by the day. First, Hillary can't manage to finish off Senator Bernie Sanders, despite his far-left politics that, until recently, resided quietly on the fringe of the Democratic Party. They are fringe no more, and Bernie's sincerity and authenticity offer an appealing contrast to the often awkward and stilted Mrs. Clinton. This summer's Democratic convention in Philadelphia, where Mr. Sanders will show up with legions of adoring fans who display a passion altogether lacking in the ranks of Team Clinton, promises to be quite a show, maybe even a madhouse. Then there's the troubling matter of Emailgate, the long-running scandal that this column has covered in great detail, that Mrs. Clinton and her senior staff misused email during her tenure as Secretary of State has long been crystal clear. Refusing to use government email for government work was a violation of policy, while Team Clinton's routine...
The government's email stinks. I can sympathize with Hillary here where, you know, it was probably easier to get things done. Plus, the lady, as I understand it, is a bit of a workaholic, so she likes to take things home. I'd want to have this information at my house, too.
Well, this article talks a little bit about that, and I'm a guy who worked in communications in the military for a number of years, and I've been in IT for a number of years. They all pretty much suck, but they all pretty much kind of get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
If you put the right name in the to and you hit send at the end and you don't forget to attach that attachment you said you attached, you're pretty well covered. But I'll get into the article and we'll talk a little bit about her motivations because it discusses them. That Ms. Clinton and her senior staff misused email during her tenure, refusing to use government email for government work was a violation of policy while Team Clinton's routing of said emails through a private server, then putting classified information on it, including above top secret information from the intelligence community, looks like a violation of several federal laws. Early denials from the Clinton camp tried to make the entire matter go away, insisting that there was no there. Once that folded
in... Yes, the Clinton camp has been trying very hard to basically say there's not an issue. And Sanders has done the same thing.
Yeah.
Also, we've found out since then that essentially every Secretary of State prior to her has done the same thing.
Mm, absolutely.
And no one seems to care about them. They only care about Hillary. But I would point out Martha Stewart went to jail for far less than this.
Yes, and your average man on the street who may have been caught with a dime bag or God knows maybe even over an ounce of the dreaded marijuana.
Right.
Goes to jail, too.
Right. She broke the law, and it doesn't make a difference if there was top-secret nuclear information that was leaked or not. It doesn't make a difference whether this Czechoslovakian hacker guy actually managed to hack her email or not. The fact is if it was you or I that was caught breaking some minor law or whatever, we'd deal with the federal government. What does she do? She's been under investigation for months.
Right. And even Petraeus. Petraeus had...
Yeah, he had to say, excuse me.
He got more than Hillary will probably get.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. They really should. The timing of this is kind of important. We're coming up to the Democratic National Convention, and I'm sure those superdelegates that are going to make their choice would really like to know before the convention whether or not there's going to be some kind of indictment or charges brought or whatever the situation's going to be, because that's going to be really inconvenient if they just come down in October. If the October surprise is an indictment for Ms. Clinton,
yeah,
that's a bad surprise.
Yeah, that's one that might not get you elected. Early denials from the Clinton camp tried to make the entire matter go away, insisting there is no there. I love that because that's like, what's the definition of is?
Definition of is.
So we'll get back to this after the break.
The number is 855- 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, comment on this, anything else. What do you think about Hillary's situation? Is it the October surprise? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Thursday edition of the show. It's Mark with you.
Rest and Conan.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're reading about Hillary Gate or the email gate or whatever we're calling it here. And, you know, it's an issue that's beginning to loom large. The number, 855-450-3733. Your comments are welcome. Want to tell you, speaking of the current administration and Obamacare, you might have missed the health care enrollment deadline and you don't have any form of health care. You'd think, I can't get health care. Well, you can. Liberty HealthShare has an answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempted from the law, tax penalty, and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you the freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. And there, from what I can tell, from our family, they're significantly less costly, about 55% of an insurance policy. That's worth a look. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org. Let's go to Robert calling in from Miami. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
Good.
Awesome. So basically my comment was a little bit earlier, you guys talked about the security of the servers and whatnot. And
are you talking about on last night's show we were talking about the federal government having mainframes that are still running on 8-inch floppy drives?
No. I'm talking about like just a minute ago on the live stream.
Gotcha. On Hillary's servers.
Right, exactly. My comment was, he was saying it's as simple as, you know, the difference being what you write in the two field. I don't agree. I think the only way you can make that kind of a conclusion would be to actually have a look at the servers, see what kind of security precautions are set up on both sides. That's the only way you could really make a comparison to what the actual security is between Hillary's private servers and the government servers. Who knows? Her servers could have been better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She could have paid for better security than the government. Or who knows? Maybe she had absolutely no security at all, and she's not even using basic SSL encryptions or nothing. You get what I'm saying? So there's a big difference, and that's probably why they don't want just anybody going out and sticking all their government emails on whatever server they feel like. You get it? So
yeah, sure. It's a pretty bad idea.
What you put into saying it's as simple as what you put into a toothpick. So it's actually a lot more complicated than that when it comes to encryptions and how you set up the emails and what kind of firewalls you have in place and what kind of servers you have set up. There is a lot more to it. It's a lot more in depth than just something so simple as.
So do you think Hillary is going to get the indictment here?
You know, honestly, I don't know. And honestly, I can't even say I give a crap. what's the difference? She gets indicted. She's probably, you know, going to get off anyways because the whole thing's a sham anyways. I mean, look at the election process that we're looking at right now. The guy is whooping her butt practically. I mean, who knew of Bernie before the campaign started? Nobody even knew of the guy. But yet, somehow, magically, every single one of the superdelegates is on her side. And the dude's like on fire. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised if this is part of a deal from years ago, like when Hillary got trounced by Obama, say, you know what, Hillary, your time will come. We're all going to follow in line in line behind you when it's your turn.
And I kind of think that the superdelegates, so I've talked to some of these people. I go visit with a friend who's in a nursing home, and one of his, another lady there is, in fact, a superdelegate. And I've talked to her. She's the former mayor of Keene. I talked to her about it. She has, by the way, died. So that superdelegate is not going to be voting for Clinton.
Up for grabs.
But I got to talk to her. And basically, it comes down to she's been in the party. She's been here all along. She's waited her turn. Her time has come, and it's time for a woman to be president.
Mm.
You know, they can talk about right. what a great politician she is, you know, how she takes work home, what a wonk she is, and all those things. But I just hear a woman's time has come, and to me, that's just the definition of sexism.
Yeah. I've heard a very similar thing, and it's from some good friends of mine who are Democrats, and they're hardcore, and this couple also happens to be a lesbian couple.
Right.
And they both are like, man, this is the one year that it was a real possibility that we could actually vote for a woman to be president.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know if I can.
But wasn't there a similar argument going on when Obama was first starting out? And he's like, well, this is our opportunity to get a black man in office.
Right.
That was certainly being said. And I don't think it's the things you were born with, your gender, your race, these are not appropriate right. reasons to be voting for somebody for the highest office in the land.
Or to deny someone.
Or none of those reasons.
Here's a hint. If it's not all right to deny someone because of these reasons, right. then it's not
right.
carte blanche to choose them for that reason.
Robert, I do right. appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
I've kind of, yes, obviously I agree. It's this difficult situation because people think it's going to solve a problem.
Right.
Has electing Barack Obama solved the problem of race in this country? Because if that, I think that some people voted for him for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like, hey, you know, a black man can be the president of the United States now. There's simply no excuse. There's no more. You can't use race as an excuse. Is it being used as an excuse? Now it's a big deal. That was a fallacious line of thinking from my standpoint. I think that what we're going to find when Hillary Clinton gets elected is that women's issues are going to be incredibly important. There's going to be a big, you know, kerfuffle about them, and people are going to be making sort of irrational statements on both sides.
And it probably won't get any better.
No!
Of course not. Now, I will say that I honestly
How are women treated? What does the legal system do today? And the legal system's all we can address. I can't address somebody, you know, half a nation away's opinion on whether women should have, be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen or whatever. I can't address that. I can address the law. Can you tell me where women do not get equality under the law?
They're going to bring up the wage inequality.
Absolutely, Mark.
Sure. All they have to do is look at the Time magazine article where they says it doesn't exist.
Because they work a different type of job and they work less hours.
Yeah, oftentimes that's the case.
It is.
But they're going to find a way to make it equal where men are making less money and they're going to help. They're going to do this too. This is happening.
I believe that those sorts of things are coming down the line, but at this point it's just rearranging deck chairs in the Titanic. 855-450-3733. It's going down. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Hillary Gate, the email scandal, things. And you can comment. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And it's Mark with you.
Chris. And Conan.
So I want to tell you about a book. It's a book called Freedom. It's written by Adam Kokesh. You are as free, beautiful, and independent human being. You are a free, beautiful, and independent human being with inalienable rights. You own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion. And we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill. It wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but they're moving. We are moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous, while putting you in a position to help shape your destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in dead tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. Thefreedomline.com/freedom. If you just go to his main website, obviously there's a link to it there. There's a call coming in here from Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know something? I want to talk about this one intersection. I live like a mile.
An intersection in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Right. I live like in fact, I had to cross it like two times today. It's like a mile.
You had to cross an intersection? This is shaping up to be a riveting call. Go ahead.
Crossed it twice.
Why did Sarah cross the intersection in Albuquerque?
To get to the other side. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, I just want to say that this intersection is called San Mateo Montgomery. But you know something? They killed 8 pedestrians in 12 months. Now tell me, do you know, they went intersection in New Hampshire where they killed 8 pedestrians in 12 months.
I couldn't tell you. I can't verify that on the corner of San Mateo and whatever it was.
And what's the population of your town, city?
It's Albuquerque, millions.
It probably outnumbers New Hampshire total.
No. So, I think we're looking at maybe the Bernalillo County, like 600,000, 800,000.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mega metropolis, okay. But it's a big city.
Okay, you're half of the total population of all of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that we're an intersection that's that bad. I don't keep tally on intersections. I kind of feel like adults should be able to cross the road without too much trouble. I mean, I managed to do it.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, I'll cross the road without a light being there.
Yeah, and if there's any argument, they're going parking or pedestrian crossing lights, safety lights, you know, lines.
I hate those things.
They're going out of control, and they're giving people a false sense of security.
Right.
So they just walk right on the highway, and some girl got hit. Some college student got hit last week.
It's these people looking at their phones wandering across the street without looking both ways. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're the ones making the streets dangerous. Their bodies make the whole road slick when you hit them.
No, Mark. Government has made it safe for people to cross the road.
Well, they put paint.
They have paint to protect them. There are lights. There are flashing lights. Sometimes they're tied into the stop signs, and that means that you will never get hit because government is there to protect your body when you cross a road.
Chris, they put lights in the sidewalk.
I've seen it.
They've got one. They do. Here at Keene State.
I wish I would have thought of that idea. It seems like you could make a couple shekels
off
of that.
There's a German city where they have actually done this specifically for the people who are looking at their devices and looking down.
They have, like, crossing things in the road.
They are embedded in the road, and it's made for people who are looking at their iPads.
How are we going to solve this problem, Sarah? I mean, you know, if this intersection is as deadly as you say, I mean, what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, one of the things that it helps is that I call this show.
This show does not help at all.
No help whatsoever.
Well, we may give you some ideas.
Right. But as far as we know, somebody is listening to this show, crossing the road, gets distracted, and now we're at, what, 13?
Right.
Hopefully none of our listeners are driving in their vehicles and they hit somebody because they're so into what we're saying to them.
Hey, isn't this the corner they were
screeched? Everybody should pay more attention when they're driving, but that's kind of nobody's driving along thinking to themselves, you know what I want to do in the next 10 minutes is not pay attention. What they do is they get distracted, and that's kind of what human beings do. Go ahead.
Well, you know, some guy ran a red light. I was watching. He was speeding so hard on the green, and I know the light was going to turn, so I just watched him. You know what he did? He sped up and ran the red light, but I knew that he was going to run it because I know that it was going to change, but he didn't care. You know, he was having a good time. It was green when he started out, so he wasn't going to stop. But I'm used to all of these red light violating, but I was keeping an eye out, so I let him run the red light at night, and I watched. But
write down his license plate and turn it over to the cops.
Right.
That'll solve it.
Or put it on Facebook. That helps.
Yeah, put it on Facebook. Take a picture.
One good thing that Sarah mentioned, though, is that she was watching. And you know what? If you're a pedestrian, you need to be on the lookout because you are 100, 200 pounds versus 2,000 pounds.
You're going to have a hell of a time getting out into the middle of the street where a car is careening through in a red light. Even if you just follow the signals from the pedestrian thing. It's not like, you know, 5 seconds before the light changes, then the pedestrians are told to walk. It's like 5 seconds after.
Yeah.
So there's the light turns yellow. You wait 8 seconds. The light turns red. They wait another 5 seconds. Then the pedestrian light comes on. And you've got to be a world-class sprinter to get out into the lane within 5 seconds. I mean, you know, this guy would have really had to have been. I'm not saying he didn't run a light, red light. Who hasn't run one?
I'm just saying it's kind of culling of the herd. And it's almost like the bulls of Polpano, you know what I mean? They're all pent up. They're ready to go. And then release them. Send the pedestrians
out. Release the hounds.
Yeah.
Let's go to Daryl calling in from Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, let's know I'm an Uber driver, as you guys probably already know here.
Be careful. Those pedestrians are running out in front of people.
Oh, I know. Heck, I actually ran a stop sign the other day because I was being distracted.
There you go. It happens.
Yep.
Yeah, and
I was
like,
driving with Ian in a new place in New York State when we were on up to the Talkers magazine thing. And sometimes when you're in a new area, you don't know where all the lights are.
Right.
He just simply drove straight through one of those pedestrian light things. There's no one crossing the street or anything
right.
like that. It was just a red light that wasn't at an intersection or any, it wasn't at a regular intersection. It was in the middle of the road. He just drove straight through it. I'm like, are you going to stop for that? He was already through at that point.
Be a gut ass.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, we have those here in Austin, so I know what you're talking about. But,
yep.
Yeah, the thing is, actually, Fasten, which is a rideshare company out of Boston, they're looking at starting up service here in Austin on June 1st.
Are they going to follow all the rules of getting
fingerprints and background? Well, they were already doing background checks. They've ramped up the fingerprints.
Yeah, you know, the fingerprinting is actually up to us, the drivers, to get the fingerprints. Mine's already done. And what did you turn a form into the city of Austin and say, hey, here's all the ones I want to work for, may or may not work for. Then I got my little ID today from them. And on the back, okay, here's the ones I'm representing. They say, oh, and Fasten starts to come back, and we'll just reprint you up another one and put Fasten on there. I'm like, oh, okay. And if Uber and Lyft ever come back, we'll do that too. And the rumor is that Uber may be back in like 10 days to a week. Of course, I'll take that as a rumor that is hopeful and not definite.
Mm-hmm. So now, what are you doing now that Uber and Lyft are out of the area? Who are you utilizing?
I'm using GetMe and Fair right now, and I'm actually doing pretty good. I mean, I'm actually getting back up to my old money I was making.
And the riders out there have all figured it out?
They're getting it figured out. There's some issues because they're newer apps and. They have some issues they're dealing with, and then actually talked to the CEO of GetMe today, because they're here in Austin. They're based here in Austin now.
Oh yeah,
and
they're probably the one who started this whole the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Daryl. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Commerce is changing.
Cronyism.
855-450-FREE.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
Chris. And Conan.
We're talking about Hillary Gate, the email scandal, and it looks like, well, you know, it's going to be crunch time. We kind of have to know what's going on here. Hey, FBI, if you're going to arrest this lady, can we just drop the charges or move on or something here?
Just any day now, please.
I mean, this really should come down before the Democratic National Convention. I don't want to hold everybody up or anything, but, you know, the United States voter should be able to know whether or not somebody's, broken the law, going to be arrested, all these kind of things.
It's not really, does he wear boxers or briefs?
No, it's a much more important question.
Are they going to be available to run the country, or are they going to be in a jail cell?
Yeah, underpants going to be provided by the government?
Does this article discuss why the FBI might be holding on to this information for so long? What's their plan? They've got to have a plan.
I think there's a lot of information. I think a little bit of his conjecture by the Observer, but I think they've done a good job of boiling down the 80 pages that were released and says what it truly says. So if you'd like me to continue, I'll give you a little bit more.
Go right ahead.
The Office of the Inspector General at State, as in all federal departments, exists to ferret out internal fraud, waste, and illegalities. However, State has no real IG boss from 2009 to 2013, with an acting director heading up the office.
Yeah, there are a lot of government positions that are just simply unfilled.
Just there.
They need to stay unfilled.
But they got somebody in there, so somebody's taking those tax dollars. He's acting. Neither Barack Obama nor Hillary Clinton were in any hurry to find a permanent director for the state's IG shop. Now we know why.
And IG is what?
Inspector General.
Inspector General, okay.
Yep. The state Inspector General report, weighing in at over 80 pages, is crammed full of bureaucraties, yet paints an indelible and detailed portrait of things going very wrong at Foggy Bottom, especially under Hillary Clinton. It can charitably be termed scathing, and it leaves no doubt that Team Clinton has lied flagrantly to the public about Emailgate for more than a year.
No, really?
Surprise, surprise.
I'm not surprised.
That the State Department's IT systems were a mess for years was hardly a secret.
Who's putting out this story?
The Observer.
Okay.
I believe that's the New York Observer, which I'm suspecting as I'm reading this may have a little, might lean to the right just a hair.
Could be.
That the State Department's IT systems were a mess for years was hardly a secret, and the IG report makes painfully clear that the state has had a difficult time transitioning into the electronic age. Several recent secretaries of state used email in a manner that would be judged inadequate and perhaps improper by today's standards, including Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, who served under President George W. Bush. That said, only Hillary Clinton simply refused to use government email for government work.
Oh.
She repeatedly denied requests from state security and IT to use state.gov email, and she systematically dodged federal regulations on electronic communications and records preservation by setting up her own private email server of bathroom infamy. Damningly, while several former secretaries of state cooperated with the IG in this important investigation, Ms. Clinton refused to.
Yeah, I can see why she would refuse to. I mean, you know, she's a lifelong attorney. The answer is, when you're being investigated, don't help.
Right, right.
But when you're an attorney who runs the State Department and the people who are your employees are investigating, then it gets different.
Sure, it absolutely does. As Secretary of State, Ms. Clinton attempted a novel experiment of trying to avoid using any information systems that create records that can be subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, I can...
That's her big argument right there.
I can totally see why somebody would not want their emails to be subject to the Freedom of Information Act, but, man, let's... There, you're our employee, lady.
I mean, you're supposed to be transparent.
Right.
You need this information on hand.
There's that word freedom.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Uh-oh.
Ralph, can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay.
Ralph, tell us about the great Satan Hillary.
No, that's Obama right there. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the police case in Baltimore, Maryland, okay? The not guilty verdict handed down in the police trial in Baltimore.
One of the police officers, yep.
Oh, yeah, right. That's Officer Nero, and I have a rhyme on that at the end of this. Was an indication of what is perceived as the persecution of these cops and a pushback or a blowback to the war on police by Obama. The cost and effect of this is already felt in the major urban areas with the rise in murder cases and the police morale at its lowest. We are looking at a day without police in America. When crime is up and arrest is down, this is the breakdown of social order.
We're looking at a day without police. Hey, you know, I live in a town that has no police, and everything's fine.
Do the stadiums drive through your place?
Okay. Yeah, they don't grab people for tickets.
And this is the breakdown of social order and civil society coming
that's
apart.
Right. Now, social order is going to break down.
Black Lives Matter marched in lockstep with Obama on the war against the police.
Where are you reading this from?
Well, you know, they overlap as far as the stated objective and goal is concerned, okay?
What?
But did you know, guys, that, you know, there's Sheila Dixon, that what's that name? Because that's running for, you know, mayor over there in Baltimore. But there's also an animal from the Black Lives Matter running for mayor there. Now, if, in fact, this animal gets elected,
Is this person an animal?
Well, you know, he is about disrupting the social order in this country. That's why
he's what? Disrupting the social order?
Disrupting the social, you know, order. If you know what we got right now with Stephanie Rawlings Blake, that's bad enough. It can go outright worse if this animal from the Black Lives Matter gets elected. To be mayor of Baltimore, Maryland. And by the way, this is directed to no one, but I would like to believe that if you are black and you live in New Hampshire, you are an endangered species. And you know who you
what?
Are. G-O-S-H. That's right.
G-O-S-X?
That's G-O-S-H. That's all I'm going to say. I just went and died on that
I have
one.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not tracking with you.
Hey, Ralph, since you're Filipino, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about this guy who's running for president over there? I mean, he's made such a career of alienating the United States, but right now Philippines sort of needs the United States to stop China from coming in and taking the South China Sea from them, right?
All right. What does Trump want to know, by the way? If Trump's disselected, what does he want to do with NATO? Or what does he want to do with... They have been preloading on us, is what...
Who's that?
NATO? NATO or allies in Asia, primarily Korea and Japan, South Korea and Japan. I mean, come on. We're crying out loud, asking me about this whole thing. All right, now once again, if this individual comes back again, says, I find this guy to be a despicable individual in the way he responds to my call last Tuesday, okay? I like for him to explain to me about black abortion. Let's leave it at that.
I have no idea what we're talking about here,
Rod. But I do apologize not tracking with you, but thanks.
Appreciate it.
I'm one of those people that really do enjoy Ralph's calls because he usually comes around through the animal and everything else.
Obama.
To a poignant point. They come out, and I just wasn't there with you, Ralph, but maybe next time.
I think that what his point is that the social order is being changed, and it certainly is being changed, but it's always being changed. And is it being changed for the better? Is it being changed for the worse? I don't know. I think it's very difficult to figure it out. I can tell you that if I were a black individual, I would certainly not want to be padded down simply because of my color, because of what neighborhood I was walking through.
Right.
I wouldn't want the cops bothering me for no particular reason without having probable cause. And that would annoy the crap out of me. Then, you know, and in some neighborhoods, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And getting out of those neighborhoods can be quite difficult. So, I mean, you know, is there a reason that police organizations profile? Yep, there's a reason they profile. But that doesn't make it necessarily acceptable.
But I mean, it should be if in fact the police force across the country are having such a difficult time filling their ranks. In that situation, there are going to be less cops available to profile and frisk people down. I mean, isn't that a good thing? I would think so.
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
and a question: security guard positions, are those having equal problems filling their ranks, or is it just cops?
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.